Maher is the name of a project that Indian sister Lucy Kurien of the Order of the Sisters of the Cross of Chavanaugh, SCC, began in 1997 to shelter exploited and destitute women and children in Pune in western India's Maharashtra state. Nearly 20 years after Maher was started, today the project has 28 children's homes, 5 women's home and a men's home, mostly in Maharashtra state, but has also gone beyond. The beneficiaries of Maher are much more than those sheltered in the centers, as it reaches out to others beyond its walls. Sister Lucy has received several honors and recognition for her works of mercy. Recently, on the occasion of this year's International Women's Day, March the 8th, she was conferred the Nari Shakti Award for 2015 by none other than the Indian President Pranab Mukherjee. Sister Lucy was recognized for her outstanding contribution to women's empowerment during a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan or the Presidential Palace in New Delhi. We called Sister Lucy Kurien on the phone at her Maher Center in Pune to know about her work. Today, in the first of a two-part telephone interview, we hear Sister Lucy herself speak about her recent honor, the Nari Shakti Puraskar from the Indian President.
Yes, it was on the 8th of March and it was at Rashtrapati Bhavan. It was given by the President of India.
What does the Nari Shakti Puraskar consist of? Cash, citation, something connected with that?
There was a citation plus we also received a cash of 1 lakh.
And I believe you were the only Christian or Catholic among the other awardees also along with you. Am I right?
Yes. We were 20 of us. 15 were women, and there were 5 other men who had done also some work for women. And I was the only Christian, Catholic.
And all were awarded the Nari Shakti Puraskar, or were there other?
They were awarded the other different awards were there. People who have worked on environment and other things, but I was the only one who received the Nari Shakti Award.
Okay, you are the only one with the Nari Shakti Puraskar.
Yeah.
Would you be able to say something about the others? As you are saying, there were also other prizes for environment and other things. For men, were there anything regarding men or children specifically?
Yeah, one of the men who had taught ladies to come forward to use the internet.
Now, I believe this is not the first time that you have received an award of this type. There must have been other awards. Could you mention some of them if you have, sister?
Yeah, there are many, many awards. I think there's I received more than nearly, I think, 60 to 70 awards locally, nationally, internationally.
What were some of the international awards that you won, sister?
Just for curiosity. One is called the Global Women's Leadership Award.
From where was it?
That was from U.S.
You have some award from Europe and other countries as well, yes. International awards?
Yes, yes.
Now, tell us something about your mission, sister, Maher. Why the name? Why have you chosen this word, Maher? What does it mean?
Maher means a mother's home. That's in a local language, Marathi.
Now, for how many years have you been engaged in this Maher?
We just completed 19 years. And I started this because of a particular incident that took place in my life. A woman had come asking for shelter, and it was not possible for me to offer her that shelter because I was living, within the convent. We were not, it was not possible for me to give her a shelter. We did not have any shelter of our own at that time. And I was forced to send her back. That very night, her husband, and I think she must have had some fight, and he poured kerosene and set her on fire. This happened in Pune, in a place called Wadgaon Sheri.
There you had the convent, where you had the community.
Yeah, it's very close to that, yeah.
Then what happened after that terrible incident?
After that, I was so sad because I did not offer her at that time. And then I used to think what I could do, because also the condition of women in India used to bother me even before that. And when I saw this, but after the experience in this particular incident, I went for counseling. I had gone to one Jesuit priest. His name is Father Francis D'Souza. And then he encouraged me to go in and do something for the for this type of women. But I was afraid to start because I did not know whether I will how to start, what to do, what would what was the law that what you call says for the women, things like that. So it was a little difficult. But then there were many people who came forward to help me out, and that's how I could start the project.
I believe, sister, that when you started this work, you had to literally come out and begin a work of Mahir somewhere outside the convent where you were before. Am I right?
Yes, because it was, you know, within the staying within the convent with all the, set up the type of community life. You know, it was not possible for me to go and work directly because my desire was to go and live with them directly, understand their problem, and see how we can solve the problem.
But I believe it wasn't an easy decision that you took that time, and you had to suffer maybe...
Yeah, it was difficult for me. So I took the permission from my local superior, from the provincial, from the general. Then I moved out. Also the local bishop.
And when you moved out, did you move out alone or you had some other nuns helping you out at this initial stage?
No, to do this work, I went on my own.
Then how did you find the other
Before
people?
Before that, I was staying with Sister Noeline and another sister of ours. But to do this work, what I'm doing now, I went on my own.
Did you receive any help from your congregation or from the diocese?
No, it was, they had taken an MOU from me that I could belong to the congregation, but the type of work that I'm doing will not be part of the congregation.
And what made you go out that way without any help, without any future, perhaps totally depending on God?
Yes, exactly.
And in this work, sister, who was your, let's say, there must have been some figure, some model that you really wanted to follow, of course, besides Christ, who went out for the poor, for the helpless. Yes. Was there anybody else that you actually wanted to really imitate?
Yeah, one other thing was, one of our sister was doing some village work, and I had learned a lot from her to be courageous. And then also, Mother Teresa was also my model.
Was there any other opposition from the diocese, from the bishop, or from the Catholic Church at large?
Yeah, when I went and I started the work, it was a totally non-Christian area. So there was a lot of, opposition from there. The people thought I had gone there for conversion. So the people rejected me. And the other side, because I was not using the church prayers, neither I was very strictly following the church rules. So there was a type of rejection, but silent rejection was there.
Then how did you overcome that? You needed funds, you needed people, you needed workers, you needed volunteers. Who was your first benefactor, sister, in that work?
My first benefactor was the bigger one. The biggest one was from Austria. This same priest where whom I had gone for counseling, he had put me in touch with a man from Austria. And he helped me to, he gave me money to buy the land. And then he also told me that he would help me to build a small home. Then I was also talking to the people that I want to build a home for people, for women. And there were many local people who came forward to help me out. Mostly all were Hindus.
And now tell us, sister, about the various projects that you're running at Mahir. I believe it's not just only for women. You have others also there who you care for.
Yes, yes. Of course, I started with the shelter for women. Along with the women came children. So I started also for children. And now we have 25 different projects being run simultaneously.
25 projects is no joke for a single person to handle. How do you go about managing these?
I have very good staff with me. It's all run because of the committed staff that I have.
What is the administration like? How is the setup, their overall management?
We have a board of trustees, also from different religion, because when I started, I kept that in mind that we should start for people, not particular any religion.
Which means you have all types of people, Christians, Muslims, Hindus. There is no bar to caste and religion.
No. And everybody is welcome. Anyone who is in need is welcome to Mahir.
That was the first of a two-part telephone interview with Indian sister Lucy Kurian of the Order of the Sisters of the Cross of Chavanagh, SCC, on Mahir, her project for battered and destitute women, children and men. Tune in the same time next week for the final part of this interview. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.